Intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to Cardinals Baseball on ESPN Radio 93.5 WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. Quality since 1955.
Attorney-client privilege is dead. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted, reacting again to the FBI raid targeting his personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
That is really now in a whole new level of unfairness.
He also last night called it a disgrace. Cohen's home and office and hotel room were raided, and among the documents seized, those detailing the $130,000 Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels before the election to keep quiet about her claim she had sex with Donald Trump years before he was president.
Cohen's attorneys say a lot of what the FBI took is protected under attorney-client privilege, including Cohen's private communications with Donald Trump. That is significant because the FBI has special procedures to raid the offices of an attorney, and there is a very high bar to get a search warrant approved to do that.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says the raid is
probably one of the most significant, most seismic events in the Trump-Russia investigation.
And Democrats are again warning the president not to fire Special Counsel Mueller. The president made his comments about the raid at a meeting with advisors and military leaders, discussing what he says will be a forceful response to the reported deadly chemical attack in Syria. He won't give the timing. Facebook's CEO is getting ready for 2 days of tough questions in Congress. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Mark Zuckerberg is expected to tell lawmakers the buck stops with him and take responsibility for Cambridge Analytica's misuse of the data of 87 million users ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson met with Zuckerberg for more than an hour yesterday.
You can't protect our privacy just on the basis of somebody telling you that they're going to protect it.
Zuckerberg goes before a joint hearing of the Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees today. Tomorrow, he testifies before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Dave.
This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Their price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
California's governor, Democrat Jerry Brown, has still not responded to President Trump's request that he send National Guard troops to the Mexican border to help stop illegal immigration and drug running. But three other states have and are sending soldiers. Fox's Evan Brown is live in McAllen, Texas.
Dave, Texas is now committing 1,000 of its troops to the effort, but there are many who live and work here who say soldiers just aren't necessary when dealing with migrants seeking asylum.
For us, the border is it's safe, you know, because the people that are coming are not criminals. They're actually good people, you know.
That's Sister Norma Pimentel, who operates a Catholic mission to house and care for migrants. She thinks Border Patrol does a great job at keeping out drug dealers and delivering the needy people to her, Dave.
Evan, the ex-Russian spy, poisoned by a nerve agent in Britain. Sergei Skripal is out of critical condition. His daughter Yulia was also poisoned and getting better, and she's been released from the hospital.
Both patients have responded exceptionally well to the treatment we've been providing. But equally, both patients are at different stages in their recovery.
That's Christine Blanchard, medical director at the hospital in Salisbury. Britain has blamed Russia for this attack. Russia denies it, but the U.S. and other British allies responded by kicking some Russian diplomats out of their countries. China's leader, Xi Jinping, is offering concessions in the trade dispute with the U.S., pledging to cut tariffs on imported cars and to improve intellectual property protection. But at the same time,
China has filed a trade complaint complaint with the World Trade Organization against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum products. China says the 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum violates international trade rules.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni on Wall Street. Those Chinese concessions are welcome. Dow futures up about 300 points. Fox News. I'm Dave Anthony.
Good morning. 7:05 local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location at 217 South Neal, downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana City Council is considering allowing dockless bike sharing in the city. The News Gazette says with dockless bike sharing, cyclists use a mobile app to find a bike via GPS, and they use the app to pay for the ride. Urbana, Champaign, and the University of Illinois are collaborating on the proposed regulation. The goal is for all three groups to make a decision on the plan by May. Ticket sales start Friday for WWE Live, which is coming to the State Farm Center on June 16th. That lineup includes Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Roman Reigns, Alexa Bliss, Matt Rady, Sasha Banks, and more. You can get those through the Illinois Ticket Office starting at 10 a.m. Friday or call 866-ILLINI-1. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth has become the first sitting senator to have a baby while in office. Duckworth on Monday gave birth to a daughter, Miley Pearl Bowlesby. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NLMS numbers 611-367-M171-8338.
Good morning. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by CMI, CMIClean.com for all your janitorial supply needs. Cold this morning, 29 currently.
That's right. Tomorrow's high at 64, down to around 51. By Thursday and Friday, high 73. Today's high at 43. Right now, like you said, Stevie, it's 29 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, CMI Clean, where I'll be there for a hardworking man on April 24. They've got all your cleaning supplies, everything you need, locally owned by Betsy and Brad Park, CMIClean.com. You go buy your stuff somewhere. Why don't you keep it here in Champaign-Urbana at CMIClean.com. I'll be there 24th. Tomorrow I'll be out at our first live broadcast. I'll be taking the show out and around during our Hard Working Man series. And, yeah, a little apprehensive about the first one. We'll be live tomorrow cleaning porta-potties or something. Anyway, we'll chat as we move along here this morning. Illinois portable toilets and Gulliford septic and sewer. That'll be tomorrow's broadcast. And the blue bag that Michelle brought in yesterday for my splashback problems.
Yes.
I accidentally, in quotes, left it in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Kind of hoping she'd disappear, but nope, the bag's still there.
Well, did the rest of the staff have fun with that, I wonder, in different shows?
I don't
talking
know.
About the plastic gloves and the outfit that you'll wear.
Goggles.
And some nail clippers so you don't chew on your nails.
That's the grossest part of the whole thing. All right, political analyst Antoine Seawright, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fine. We were going to talk about the National Guard deployment, but then Michael Cohen's office got raided by the FBI, Donald Trump's attorney.
By Trump, the FBI.
Yeah, okay, so what's your take on the raid on personal attorney to the president?
I think it's quite interesting. I think that what we all know about the FBI is they would not have done this if there was something or there was not a legitimate reason to do so. This is not the first time a raid has happened on an attorney. It happens all the time. I think there are a couple things to note about this. One, it was a Trump appointee in the Southern District of New York who had given him, I think, five $1,000 or whatever the max is for his campaign that signed off on this, and who was also a protege of Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. Some people call him America's mayor, et cetera. A protege and former law partner of Rudy Giuliani that signed off on this raid. I also know that there's been some conversation about attorney-client privilege in which the president tweeted this morning. However, there are always exceptions to the rule. And in this case, the exception to the rule is if there's communication about a possible crime, then attorney-client privilege is waived. And I'm also old enough to remember the president's spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, saying when you're attacking FBI agents, she tweeted November 3rd, 2016, when you're attacking FBI agents because you're under criminal investigation, you're losing. We saw the president attack the FBI, continuing his all-out assault on the agency yesterday. I think it's all interesting. I think today we'll play out more details in all of this.
I don't think there's any collusion, Antoine. I mean, you can go digging through a lot of stuff from everybody's attorney, and you can find things and dig them up. But the whole thing was supposed to be about collusion. Yeah, I think they'd have found it if there would have been a plan. If anything, I think the Hillary Clinton campaign did more with Russia than Donald Trump.
Well, there are a couple of things I would say to that. Number one, the Mueller investigation is not over, obviously. Number two, I would tell you that a lot of people have been convicted, warrant witnesses, or cooperating because of this investigation. So I think it's very premature for us to even say that.
Antoine, they've been doing this. You think that there wouldn't have been anything found that was a smoking gun by now?
Well, keep in mind, it was the Republicans, especially by the president, that said that Russia never even interfered in our elections. What we do know is that's not been true. What has not happened yet is maybe the special prosecutor has not put all the pieces to the puzzle together by now. So I think this thing is a marathon, not a sprint. And I don't think Mueller is under any pressure by what you and I have to say or what any other pundit may have to say about when and where he ties it all together. And as it relates to this idea of the scope of the investigation expanding, remember the whole Clinton investigation started out as one thing, ended up as an entire different thing. And so, you know, the investigation has room to expand.
I would agree. The whole thing with Bill Clinton did branch off to Monica Lewinsky when he perjured himself. But yeah, you're right. It didn't start with the Whitewater and kept going and going. You're right about that. But I would say that David Kendall, the private attorney to Hillary Clinton with all those emails, those two, they weren't raided, and he got to decide with Hillary what emails were personal, what weren't, without anybody looking over their shoulder. It's just inconsistent. It doesn't seem to be fair from the standpoint of Republican Democrat. It all starts with your attorney general. When he recuses himself, you essentially give up, you cede the power of that office.
That is Trump's attorney general.
No, I know. You're right. That's right. And I think, keep in mind,
the people who are leading this investigation, they don't vote like I vote. they don't think like I think. From the attorney, the Trump appointee who signed off on the raid yesterday, Christopher Wray is a Republican. Mueller's a Republican. Rod Rusty, I
would question the Mueller team of people that donated all to Hillary. I think that's tilted for sure. And then of course all the texts. I mean that kind of taints things as well.
So you're saying that people who go to work every day and do their job as career professionals can't have a political preference?
They shouldn't have it to affect the investigation where they said they got to have their secret weapon. Remember the text that said we have to have our backup plan. I mean, come on, Antoine, that's ridiculous.
I can't speak for you. Let me tell you about me. I've never ever questioned in my life how a person who works for the FBI or any type of law. I've never even thought about how they voted because the only reason this coming to question is because of Trump, because nobody cared how an FBI agent voted or whatnot before Donald Trump was president. That's Bush, that's Obama, that's Clinton. No one, these discussions never came up. And so it's because of the constant attacks by the White House, by the president, and by this Congress. We're even having these discussions. Well,
and the fact that there's 20,000 texts of two investigators that were incredibly tainted in this investigation because of their bias. Got to leave it. Hey, enjoy chatting, though. Thanks so much, Antoine. How do people find you?
I'm on social media. I don't know if I want to give it out because I got a feeling the keyboard thugs will follow me. But I'm Antoine, A-N-T-J-U-A-N-S-E-A, on Twitter. And my name, Antoine Searight, A-N-T-J-U-A-N, Searight, S-E-A, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Hey, we had a civil discussion, my friend. It's fine. It's good.
All good.
We want to talk, man. We don't want to scream and yell. We want to talk and get others' point of views. That's the whole point of it, man. That's what we like doing.
Believe it or not, we have more in common than we do different. We just talk.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's fantastic. I'd love to chat and hope we can chat again.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Antoine Searight. Nothing wrong with disagreeing.
Good to be American.
You can text in 359-2255, 359-2255. Always text in. Here we go. We check our sports headlines. ESPN 93.5, too cold in Chicago.
Yeah, the Cubs home opener was postponed, and hopefully they'll get that in today.
It's cold today, too.
It's true, but at least there's no snow on the field at Wrigley. There was a lot of social media posts of the team and the snowball fights and posing in the snow. And they have revamped things. They say that the heat distribution in the wider dugouts is going to be a little better for them today. But and even Joe Maddon said, I don't think we have to wear the five layers that we planned on wearing yesterday. 120 first pitch on U.S. 105.9 against the Pirates.
Anthony Rizzo on the DL, retroactive to Friday, lower back problems. 10-day DL. You don't want to play in this weather.
Right.
He'll be fine. Let it warm up. They'll be fine.
Exactly. Now, there was some pushback on the south side of Chicago where they got 10 innings in on the, it's not Comiskey anymore. Is it?
I have no idea. No idea. All I know is everybody knows the south side's tougher than the north side. Come on.
I'm sure there was some chatter in the pubs around Comiskey. Tampa Bay ended up winning 5-4 over the Chicago White Sox. All right, in 10 innings, Milwaukee beat St. Louis. ESPN 93.5 with your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Cardinals starter on Miles Michaelis. He was good. He went 6 1/3. He gave 4 runs on 8 hits, struck out 5, didn't walk anybody, but walks killed the Cardinals last night, John.
They got to Greg Holland in his Cardinal debut. He walked 4. He walked Orlando Arcia with the bases loaded in the 10th inning, and Milwaukee made that run stand up. They scored the go-ahead and winning run without a hit, and the Cardinals had missed opportunities. You mentioned the 3 singles, got 1 run after the base were loaded with nobody out in the 9th inning on a sacrifice fly by Dexter Fowler. In all, the Cardinals had opportunities and went 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position.
Well, and the Brewers won it on that bases loaded walk by the score of 5-4 after the Cardinals had the bases loaded with no one out in the bottom of the 9th to tie it. On the air tonight at 6:20.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett.
And I'm Matt Scott, Paralympic basketball gold medalist and Wisconsin's biggest fan.
Okay, Matt. Summer in Wisconsin. Speed round. Ready?
Let's go.
Have you been camping?
Check.
To Summerfest?
Every year.
Kayaking?
Of course.
Sailing?
Check.
Festivals?
As many as I can.
Wow, what don't you do?
It's like I always tell my friends, don't you dare threaten me with a good time in Wisconsin unless you really mean it.
Well, I love it. And you'll love Wisconsin, too. Visit TravelWisconsin.com to learn more.
All right, in baseball, ISU is at Illinois Field. That starts at 4. This is a make-good game. And looks like Central coach Tim Turner.
Yep.
Welcome aboard. We also had the Illini.
He's a longtime assistant football coach. Mm-hmm. He'll be the new head football coach. Tim Turner is named at the school board meeting last night.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
And the basketball banquet was yesterday.
Yep.
96 years they've been doing that. So pretty cool to see the Rebounders Award go to LaRon Black. I know Trent Frazier got tapped for that. Lou Henson Courage Award.
They did not have an MVP, and they did not hand out a Matto Award. Matt Heldman, who died in that car crash with his dad many years ago.
Learning and growth spoke about from Brad Underwood.
Yep. Michael Finke wasn't there, and he's narrowed it down to 5 schools that want his services. I'll touch on that coming up. Let's check your weather.
All right. A little bit of fog this morning. Today's high at 43, and we've got a high 64 expected tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, we're inside 70.
Yeah.
Really cool. I'm looking forward to that. Right now, the temperature is at 29. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I looked ahead, and I saw the, you know, 70s and then 40s, and then right. It looks like the rest of the month is going to be 50s.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Right.
You're going to wake up in the 30s. It's going to be 55. Okay. Whatever. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group, and Champaign. Partnerships are built on trust at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, global markets are rallying and futures are higher after Chinese President Xi Jinping promised to cut import tariffs. Auto parts company Federal Mogul is being sold to Tenneco for $5.4 billion. Federal Mogul will be split into two businesses, components for manufacturers and aftermarket or replacement parts. Federal Mogul was owned by Icon Enterprises, Carl Icahn's investment firm. WageWorks, a company that handles health savings accounts and other employee benefit programs, has discovered issues with its finance and accounting operations. It has hired an outside firm, Tatum, to provide a chief financial officer, and it will restate financial results from the past 2 years. WageWorks has already replaced its CEO and other executives. The Dow was up 46 yesterday, NASDAQ up 35. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us. Live the Champaign life with Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1968. As Busey observes 150 years and celebrates Community Promise Month in April, its associates will work hard hand-in-hand for home ownership, helping to build a home, making home repairs, and more. Explore Busey's Community Promise on Busey.com. Busey, a proud member of the Champaign Center Partnership. Busey, your dream, our promise.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz is coming in a spectacular new live stage show. Travel down the Yellow Brick Road in this amazing production based on the classic 1939 MGM film. Bring the entire family to experience this beloved American classic live on stage. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Thursday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at StateFarmCenter.com or call 1-866-ILINI-1, part of the State Farm Center in Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
Text us 359-2255. Anything you hear or want to say, just get hold of us on the text line 359-2255. Yeah, the only basketball banquet with last night is almost like, who's here? Mark Allstork was not there.
Okay.
He's a senior. Apparently, no love lost there. Yeah.
Okay.
You generally go to that, particularly if you were a senior. Mark Allstork not there. Also, of course, Mark Smith, Tajon Lucas, Michael Finke, Cameron Liss. Not at the banquet.
Wow, that has a different feel to it then. Well, I mean, it was a packed house with the fans.
Yeah, everybody was there, and you've got five returning, six returning. As far as, you will need to buy the program.
Right.
You will not know who that is. You'll recognize Trent Frazier, Kipper. I mean, there'll be guys, you know, but it's going to be a lot of new bodies.
And I think that's exciting.
Okay.
It's a new chapter.
Okay.
And these are all folks who have bought into the Brad Underwood fast-paced system.
Bought into the sale of the system, not necessarily going through the practices, which can be a bit rough and tumble.
Yeah, I'll bet it's grueling.
You might want to dial down your hearing sensibilities there and just kind of keep playing. Because you'll get an earful.
Yeah, Brad seems like an in-your-face kind of guy.
Kind of in there.
He's competitive.
Uh-huh. So anyway, so you got Michael Finke has narrowed it down to 5 schools. He had been contacted by 60.
Wow.
When the U of I decided they did not need Michael Finke for his 5th and last year. So he can now go to anywhere else he wants and play.
Okay.
So the list, as you would guess, would be Grand Canyon would be in there.
With his little brother, Tim.
But he, again, had said, listen, I don't necessarily, I'd be lovely, wonderful to play with Tim.
Right.
But I'll see Tim the rest of my life.
Exactly. But the coach is such a good three-pointer.
What if Tim lives in Seattle and Michael lives in New York City? You won't see him very much now, will you? Plus, think of the parents in the easy flight for Jeff and Laura. Come on.
To go to Arizona, isn't it?
It's Phoenix, man. It's for downtown Phoenix. Christian and I visited that for potential golf for him. We went to Grand Canyon, and we saw the Student Union. It is a very nice-looking campus.
Yeah.
All new brick. I mean, it's new.
Yeah.
And it's downtown Phoenix. I mean, downtown Phoenix. And Dan Marley's the head coach, and he's an NBA three-point guy. He could help Michael.
Right.
I would think Grand Canyon's got to be up there. But then again, Stanford? Palo Alto? That's a pretty nice spot.
Oh, yeah.
72 all year. I don't know how. Stanford?
Right.
Nevada, who made that little run the
other day.
They kind of want a Vanderbilt. Very haughty, but smart.
And then there's
Penn State.
Yeah,
don't be going to Penn State.
I guarantee
that'll bite us in the rear end. always happens. C asterisk under Brian Cardinal. Yeah, he's a good little player out of Unity.
Right.
And I said,
Purdue.
Hey, it was uncomfortable with Lou and Rod.
Right.
I get all that.
Yeah.
But and I said it on the radio back in the day when Brian Cardinal, star at Unity High School, same time Fred Wakefield was a star at Tuscola, and they played center against each other. Who'd
have
thought one went to the NFL, one went to the NBA?
Go Rockets, amazing. Go Warriors.
Anyway, so then I said, that's fine. Brian, that's great to play at Purdue as long as he didn't turn into Larry Bird, and he did.
Yeah.
They were 9-0 when Brian played Illinois. They never lost. I remember the freshman year, Brian Cardinal, he redshirted the first year, Brian Cardinal, freshman year, came to Champaign and beat us, and he was screaming down the tunnel with excitement. I'm going, oh, great. This is going to be a really fun 4 years. And we lost every game.
Every game. I'm reaching for my phone to see if he's in to text him to get him on. That'd be fun.
Unbelievable. All right, it's 7:28. Take our news here in just a moment and be right back with a whole bunch more. Tomorrow, live from Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer. Once a week, I'm going to go to a business and work for them after we get off the air. I'll do my 2-hour normal program and then I'm kind of glad getting this one over with.
Yeah, that's right. And I hope your ribs are okay. We've been kind of elbowing you throughout the week about this first gig of yours as a hard-working man, Stevie J.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be dirty jobs. It was just supposed to be somebody that worked hard, which can be anybody.
He's thinking he's going to be ordering coffee off the desk, if his feet will go on the desk.
The only possible calluses I've had are from golf. I don't know if I can do this. It's so yucky. Ew.
And Michelle bringing the suit to work out in to protect your clothing and the plastic gloves and the goggles and the nail clippers.
They have a helmet, I wonder.
I don't know. We talked about the hazmat.
What about a hazmat suit with a helmet?
Exactly.
That would be a picture.
Monsters, Inc. style.
729 ESPN 93.5.
You get in your car, start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, it's a COP.
And then you learn that a ticket for texting and driving is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Finding a job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spherion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spherion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spherion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spherion at 217-359-4488 for more information and put us to work for you today.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, a total witch hunt and attorney-client privilege is dead, responding to federal agents in New York raiding his personal attorney Michael Cohen's home, office, and hotel room.
He expressed frustration about the Russia probe in the cabinet room, prompting Fox's John Decker to ask,
why don't I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says don't use the raid as a reason to fire the special counsel.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The president spoke about that raid before meeting with military leaders about a possible response to a chemical weapons attack on civilians in Syria.
Things are moving pretty quickly here. First of all, a U.S. Navy destroyer, the Donald Cook, left a port in Cyprus in the Eastern Med, putting it in position, in theory, to launch Tomahawk cruise missiles at targets in Syria, if that's what the order is.
Fox's Douglas Ader. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Ask the Vet coming up. We'll call Todd Likens, veterinarian extraordinaire, coming up in about 20 minutes. If you have any pet questions, you can shuffle those in. Charlie's still coughing. Kennel cough?
Yeah.
Still coughing.
Huh.
I wonder if he's smoking.
And you...
What if he's got... I gotta check that. What if he's got a pack of Marlboros under his
over
pillow?
Over the side of the house there.
359-2255, texter said, you actually confronted the Obama echo chamber with the facts. Congratulations. He refused to give social media network address.
Okay.
Because the guy is Democrat. That's fine. I enjoyed chatting. We talked about this whole raid on Michael Cohen. I mean, there's no Russian collusion here. I mean, Hillary, maybe. There's a lot of stuff happening there, but nobody's really looking into that. Should have been a special counsel on the FISA and all that other stuff, and forget the emails. I mean, that was all just ridiculous. It's just not the same. It's not even. So anyway, what they're probably trying to do is get this Michael Cohen, who is a massive loyalist, and on top of being his attorney, trying to get him to flip. Maybe you can find something illegal in his stuff, and I'll send you to jail 2 years, or you just got to give him up.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he'll do it, but I think that's some of the tactics. The FBI can come and say, yeah, you're in trouble. No,
agreed.
We can work with you. I think that's all possible. All right, quick peek at local news now at ESPN 93.5.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign School Board has chosen Centennial High School Associate Principal Chuck Neitzel to take over as principal of the school. Neitzel has been the associate principal there since 2012. He replaces Brian Riegler, whose resignation is effective June 30th. Authorities are looking for a suspect in the robbery of a Subway restaurant, WCIA-TV says. He is 31-year-old Stephen Johnson. That robbery took place at the Subway restaurant at 1101 Mattis Avenue. This was on Friday. The University of Illinois system is kicking off a statewide campaign to increase public awareness of its three universities. The initiative comes as the public university system is in the middle of a five-year effort to raise $3.1 billion. University officials say the campaign responds to public opinion surveys that show just half of Illinois residents think the system significantly contributes to the state's economy. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, Jamie Monticelli. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
The temperatures get warmer and warmer as the week progresses. Today's high at 45, and we've got cloudy conditions throughout the day, even some fog this morning. After 10, we should see some sunshine. Tomorrow's high at 64, down to around 51, 73 the high Thursday. There is a chance of rain then, down to around 57. Partly cloudy and windy with a high of 72 come Friday. Right now, 30. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Centennial picking Chuck Neitzel. That's a good call there. I got to meet Brian Riegler, who was here a year. Really cool guy. American hero. Got blown up in Iraq. I mean, got blown up. He was 20 feet from an IUD and got blown into the wall. He's fine, but hit his head pretty hard. A really good man, American hero. And I think everybody liked him, but his family's in Chicago, and the hopes of moving everybody just wasn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So he's going to go home, which is great. He's got a couple of young kids. But Brian Riegler, I thought, did a great job. Chuck Neitzel, thumbs up. I mean, this is a guy that he's been associate principal for years, and I don't know. He's probably kind of like George Washington. Anybody listening, go tell Chuck Neitzel I said he's kind of like George Washington. You have to kind of persuade him to do it, kind of thing.
Okay.
You usually want.
I was wondering what the comparison would be.
George Washington,
the wig.
I don't think Chuck has a white wig.
I don't either.
No, but George Washington was reluctant, kind of retiring.
Yeah.
Chuck is at the point where he's like, I said, you should. You'd be very, very good at it. You're already probably doing most of the stuff anyway. And he's, that's true. I think you'd be an outstanding principal at Centennial High School. Chuck Neitzel, great guy. Really, really good guy. Good choice. Champaign School Board. All right, ESPN 93.5. Busey standing by to help you. They've been around 150 years. Isn't that amazing? I find that amazing, and I find that pretty unique. Busey's social media followers can enter to win a familiar favorite in a new giveaway in 2018. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Participate in Fulfilling Dreams and Friday Freebie, two exciting social giveaways. Fulfilling Dreams is underway. Dreamers have already received $1,500 to help fly family members to a college graduation ceremony and provide a family trip after a difficult year. Here's how Dreamers can enter to win $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. Connect with Busey on Facebook. Share your dream through a photo and a story. The dream with the most likes on Facebook photo album wins $1,500. Get your posse together and go like the dream. For rules is at Busey.com/150. And then the Friday freebie continues. Guess the amount of cash or coin pictured on Facebook to enter the $100 digital gift card. Again, connect with Busey on Facebook. Look for the Friday freebie photo or video and post your guest. First person to guess correctly gets a $100 digital gift card. For rules, Busey.com/150. It's Busey, 150 years, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. ESPN 93.5, Ask the Vet, coming up. You got pet questions, 359-2255. Text those in. Political insider, campaign consultant, president and CEO of GCOM Media Co., it's Hassan Giordano. How are you, bud?
I'm just right, Steve. How you doing?
I'm fine. Good to have you on. I was talking to Antoine Seawright earlier in the hour and kind of going back and forth. Somebody called him an Obama echo chamber. I disagreed with the raid on Michael Cohen. What do you think?
On the raid or in Syria?
I want to talk Syria in a second, but the raid on the private attorney of Donald Trump, they didn't do that to Hillary's attorney, David Kendall, did they? Come on.
They did not. And I think that, you know, to everyone's dismay, they are treating and mishandling this stuff with President Trump as bad as anybody can. And he has every right to go on. And I think he was on there this morning to talk about they broke into Cohen's offices and house, which they pretty much did. I mean, they handled the Clintons with kid gloves, and yet they're going all out to try to do anything they can to tarnish this man's legacy who just got into the White House.
Well,
so,
I will say, it was a Trump-appointed judge that had to approve this, which is a little shocking to me, but I don't know what they found, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. Okay, on Syria, chemical used again in Syria. What should we do, Hassan?
You know, the question is what we can't do. I mean, I don't think this president, based off of the talk we've seen either recently in the news or even on Twitter, cannot do nothing. I don't think he's going to be, especially based off of what we saw the Obama administration do and President Obama draw the red line in the sand and do absolutely nothing, which pretty much maybe got us into this point at this point. But, you know, the president got his posse together, and we're going to see, you know, where they go with this. I think that at this point, because we saw the air raid just this time last year, and because of that whole red line in the sand, I think the president has to respond. Question is to what degree and what that means for America, especially with Putin and Russians, you know, lingering in the background.
Right.
And, you know, we'll see.
Well, again, what is the proper response with John Bolton newly on the staff yesterday? Some call him a hawk. But you do have to be careful on something appropriate that doesn't, you know, engage or make us go into Syria, because I don't think anybody wants to do that. But you do have Russia standing by in support of Assad. So I don't know what you do. You do these pinprick drone things? I just don't know what the response would be.
Yeah, and, you know, the great question is, you know, we obviously want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But they first have to pinpoint the fact that the Assad regime is responsible for this. Now, obviously, everything is pointing to them now. But remember, just last week, the president was talking about withdrawing troops from out of Syria.
Right.
And so some people, including Russia, who denied that this even happened, and then they backtracked and said, well, if it is, it's U.S.-led rebels that made it happen to make it look like it was Assad in order to keep the troops on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But to whatever degree, I think the president needs to really listen to his advisors. They're there for a reason. And then come up with a decisive action, whatever it is, whether it's military, with economic sanctions, whatever the case may be, he has to stick by those guns and be very decisive as the president.
Political insider, campaign consultant Hassan Giordano from Maryland this morning. Last question, midterms. Any guesses? History says, oh, you got all of it. You lose a lot. I don't think we're in normal times. I'm not buying into the narrative. I didn't buy into Hillary was going to win 99% likely. I'm not buying into the Democrats taking over.
Yeah, I'm not either. People want to point to, you know, some of the recent special elections that went on. I think in what we're seeing now is a different time and era where it's going to be not a national sweep based off a party, but based off the individuals in those districts and how the people feel that person has done as a job or as a contender against that person. I think we're going to see the Republicans lose some House seats, but I don't think Democrats will take over the House by probably – Republicans may lose a half a dozen to a dozen seats.
Okay.
Right?
Won't,
and I think
won't
they'll still keep control.
If they – now, listen, yeah. I'll put the asterisk on it. If Conor Lamb runs everywhere, the Democrats got an electable guy there. He blasted Nancy Pelosi. Ooh-ooh. And I think it's going to be a tug of war with the far left move on people and the centrist Democrats.
No, I agree, because we got my guy from Maryland, Benny Hoyer, trying to make a play for the speakership just in case they do take over.
Yeah.
But he's just as old as Pelosi.
Yeah.
And so, you know, do the younger centrists want to say, no, we want to start afresh and get somebody else as a speaker? But again, they still have to win a lot of House seats in order for that to become a reality.
Hassan, how do people find you?
Easy. Hashtag Mr. Politics. It'll pop up. Or www.hassangiordano.com. AssanGiordano.com.
Hey, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Stevie. Have a great one, man.
You too. 743, ESPN 93.5. Have you seen some of the video of the Syria? They're washing these kids' heads with hoses and stuff.
It's horrible.
You hit chemical for the kids?
What are you doing?
Mm. And then what is the response and what doesn't escalate?
That's right.
And what do you do? I mean, we're sitting here in our comfort watching these children be gassed, and we're here in America, and we're kind of the superpower. Do you do something?
Right.
And what do you do?
Do we have to police the world?
I don't know. All right, Ask the Vet coming up. You got a pet question, 359-2255. We'll do that coming up. Honda BMW Champagne standing by for you to test drive as the weather starts breaking and we get a little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun to ride around in some new accord with the sunroof open.
Graduation on the horizon. Might want to talk to Craig about financing, getting things lined up. So, well, boom, right after graduation, there's a new car in the driveway.
Christian's driving a Civic for $268 a month.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And that's... There's a new one, too.
I mean, those cars go and go and go.
Yeah, they're really, really good. It's the Honda BMW team, Honda's President's Award-winning Honda BMW Champagne off of Neil at Burwash. Go see what a top 10% Honda dealership looks like. I think you'll be impressed. They're working really hard over there, and I think this put a little more pressure on them, actually, because now they're an award winner. Now what do? We got to stay here.
Got to stay on top.
Say hey to my friend Ben Quattron. Ben Quattron over at Honda BMW Champaign, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:45. We now check sports.
All right. ISU and Illinois should get the game in today. Starts at 4. This is a make-good game, and that's a different start time. So take note, the Redbirds are in town. Speaking of Redbirds, we've got your Redbird recap with Milwaukee winning 5-4 yesterday.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at travelwisconsin.com.
Cardinals starter on Miles Michaelis, he was good. He went 6 1/3. He gave 4 runs on 8 hits, struck out 5, didn't walk anybody, but walks killed the Cardinals last night, John.
They got to Greg Holland in his Cardinal debut. He walked 4. He walked Orlando Arcia with the bases loaded in the 10th inning, and Milwaukee made that run stand up. They scored the go-ahead and winning run without a hit, and the Cardinals had missed opportunities. You mentioned the 3 singles, got 1 run after the bases were loaded with nobody out in the 9th inning on a sacrifice fly by Dexter Fowler. In all, the Cardinals had opportunities and went 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position.
Well, and the Brewers won it on that bases loaded walk by the score of 5-4 after the Cardinals had the bases loaded with no one out in the bottom of the 9th to tie it. On the air tonight at 6:20.
I would not have put in my new closer, Craig Holland. There was about 1,000 people at Busch Stadium, temperature about 30. And it was his first day, and the score was tied in the 10th. I'd have kept him on the bench. It's too cold. There's nobody there.
But that might be a nice kind of ease in.
Walked 4 guys and lost the game.
Oh.
So now what?
Okay.
Oh, we spent $14 million. Don't play him in that city. I just wouldn't have pitched him.
Okay.
I would not have.
I didn't realize the outcome.
Walked 4, lost the game. Milwaukee didn't get a hit.
Okay.
So the Cardinals aren't playing very good baseball. Dexter Fowler had an error. He hit well, but he had an error to let 2 runs in, essentially, and a balk let another run. It wasn't clean baseball. 4-6 now for the Cardinals. Milwaukee, who's won 8 of the last 11 in St. Louis, it's just ridiculous. If that's going to happen, you're headed to third place in
right.
the Central. All right.
Well, the Cubs didn't get their home opener in yesterday. They're going to try again today against Pittsburgh. 1:20 first pitch. So right around 12:30, 12:40 for the pregame on
here's
US 105.9.
Clapping. With gloves. With
the mitten clap.
Yeah, it's a mitten clap. We got the Illinois field today, too. It's just too darn cold.
Right.
Darn, you just wear your parka.
That happens. It's only April 10th.
I know.
So Tampa Bay got their game in on the south side of Chicago with the White Sox winning 5-4.
There's only one thing worse happens. Than playing in that cold for 10 innings, losing.
Yeah.
And the Sox lost that tough one.
Uh-huh.
So
Pacers host Charlotte today. We have Brooklyn over the Bulls, 114-105. Also, the Illinois basketball banquet was yesterday. Lots of our players got the tap with some awards. It was a full house. Brad Underwood talked about learning and growth.
Yeah.
Michael Finke was not there.
Well, he's not going to play for Illinois, so I don't blame the guys. Mark Allstark, a little bit confusing, if I read that properly. Him not being there because... You know, senior, played a year.
Right.
Should be hugs all around, right?
I would think so.
Well, we'll see what happens. Again, pretty darn brand-new-looking team, but they're Brad's guys, and we'll see. Again, if they buy into this pressure and get after it like that, it'll be fun.
I think there's only one scholarship left.
Yeah, we're filling it up. All right, 7:48. Ask the Vet in just a moment. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 47 today. We've got cloudy conditions and some fog this morning. Tomorrow's high at 64 and then 73. We've got a chance of precipitation on Thursday's forecast in the afternoon. 72, cloudy and windy as we wrap up the week Friday. Looks like Saturday high 65 with showers and windy conditions. A little cooler on Sunday, but still, I like the milder conditions towards the end of the week and into the weekend. Right now, though, temperatures at 31. ESPN 93.5.
Well, don't miss our annual bus trip. You can register to win a free pair of tickets and transportation on our Peoria charter. Go to the U of I Meet sales room. They open today 1 to 5:30. That's Tuesdays, Thursdays, 1 to 5:30. And if you really want steaks that are really good, U of I Meat Sales Room. They're open Friday, 8 to noon as well. Congratulations to our March winner, David Booker from St. Joe. One more pair to give away. It's $260 value. Go to the U of I Meat Sales Room today, 1 to 5:30. Get registered, and you can join us. Or come out and buy your tickets. We still have some remaining for the big trip to St. Louis on May 5. Here's hoping the weather will warm even more than it's going to. We'd love it to be, what do you think, 72, 74? Be just right for a nice May game between the Cubs and the Cardinals. All right, 750. If you want to text in, 359-2255.
Might be wacky, but I want to play. I'm your best friend. You can get away.
Come here, baby. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come.
I deserve a treat.
Deserve pot roast, my little babies. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Todd Likens, Dr. Todd at the Pet Pro. He is at
Kirby and Mattis.
We got a real mixed up here. Kirby and Mattis, the Pet Pro, and also by the police station of Muhammad. How are you?
We're doing good this morning. Kind of busy, but that's the way we like it.
Yep, and the grooming for $20, that could fix your busy. Just make it $45 like normal for other people. They all charge $50. You're charging $20.
I know we got, and it's, I've been open, what, 20 minutes, and I already got 8 dogs in here for a bath, so it's going to be a busy day.
Rough. Charlie's still coughing. Do I worry?
No, as long as he's eating, feeling good. That stuff takes a while to go away.
Did you say as long as Charlie is eating?
He's still eating.
I got to get you that picture of we found the Charlie baby picture.
What, you did have a true? It was truly Charlie's baby picture?
Oh yeah, it's actually Charlie. We know it for sure. It's Charlie.
Did he have a triple chin?
Not that point. He's he's pretty swell at that point, you know.
I think I still have
before you got a hold of it.
Why you gave me the notebook? I think I have his puppy picture on the cover of that notebook. You guys
That's
always
correct, you do.
Give all the information, all the shots, everything comes with a notebook with their baby picture. You guys just do it right. How many pups you have right now?
We have 10 babies. They're Sparkle babies, which if you come to the Pet Pro and Champagne, Sparkle's always here.
Sparkle.
So she loves to greet people.
That's great.
And now she's being a mommy.
Okay.
Dr. Todd, there's been a story trending in our area here in April about an Urbana woman who admitted to animal cruelty. She ended up getting probation, but this was reported by, you know, someone outside of her family, a neighbor. When do we know when to report that the dog is too thin or a mean dog or too many dogs? What is the gauge on that?
Well, if you have doubts, you're really almost there where you should think about reporting. That's a good question. But, you know, you can report to the Humane Society. They have investigators. I think they do it anonymously, too. Animal control will go by and check. I mean, if you see a dog chained out to the tree and, you know, there's no water, no food, that needs to be checked into. Why let these dogs suffer? Get on it early and if it doesn't feel right, it probably something isn't right. If nothing else, it's just a wellness check. Heck, I even did it for my mom. You know, she's up in Chicago, and I wasn't getting her answer phone, so it didn't feel right. So I had the police go by and check just to make sure everything's okay.
Okay, good idea.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, this woman, what, she starved the dog?
Right.
Maybe it's just because it makes me so angry quickly, and maybe it's because for vulnerable people, older people, children, vulnerable things like dogs and cats, they have to have you, and you abuse that power you have. You abuse it. You're sick. There's some sick in there. How do you do that? Yeah. How do you do that?
You just, you know, I don't understand the behavior, but, you know, if it doesn't feel right to me, I'll report pretty readily to, because I'm, that's my job. I'm right here on the front line.
Yeah.
So
when people bring in pets to you, obviously it's kind of like a doctor. You look for stuff, right? Uh-huh. I mean, you,
yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah. that's the ugly side of it. But the good side is there's so many wonderful pet owners that really spoil their doggy and cat. I got my hand raised here. I mean, wow. I was watching something. I got up for 2 minutes, and Charlie took my spot. And he looks at me sheepishly. I mean, just kind of, yeah. And so I said, fine, we'll share it. So I laid down there and put my feet around him.
Exactly.
He's just this little snorer.
Who's the king of the household in that family?
He is, and I'm not arguing. It's crazy.
Yeah, Charlie runs that house for sure. Yeah, they're so helpful, too. I mean, Gina was, the story last night, Gina told me she was doing some hammering in our 4-month-old puppy, Winter, too. She decided she was going to hammer, too. So she was taking her paw and hitting the wall while Gina was hammering in a nail. It was pretty cute.
How funny was that?
Nice.
I talked over the weekend to people that own some Goldens. I said, they're just so wonderful. And I said, we have the white English cream, and they're registered as Goldens in America, but they're just a tad mellower. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things that attracted me to these guys was I hate to say it, but European breeders are much more... They're much more into the quality of the genetics than we are here in America. So they made a calmer golden. The American backyard golden retriever is just overbred, and they do strange things like breed together dogs with the mother-son, thinking that that's called line breeding here in the States, thinking they're enhancing the good traits. But if they really know genetics, they're enhancing the bad. We all know that in people, it's the same in dogs.
If you would like
to buy a puppy and you see a mother, a family cross on the pedigree, then that's not a dog to get.
If you want to reach out to Dr. Todd, how would they do that there, Dr. Todd?
Hey, we're at 58355 pets or 586 pets. Text is 217-202-1100. That's my personal cell phone number, so you can text me.
Yeah.
And also petpro.biz, our website.
And,
okay.
And don't forget to stop by and see the little zoo. And if you, it's just really fun to drop in. I'll be in to get some more Taste of the Wild, that dog food Charlie eats with a straw. Bella loves it, too.
Selling like hotcakes.
Hey, we figured out Christian figured out how to feed Lovey, our little Morky, without Charlie eating the food. He put the little bowl under the table where the legs are, and Lovey can weave back in there, and Charlie can't get there.
I see.
It's like the cow gate. You have two rows of metal, and the cow doesn't figure he can go around it.
So. I love it. I love it.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you. Talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby, also in Muhammad.
It's our feature on Tuesdays around 7:50. 359-2255 for you to chime in at any time.
Yep, and that Taste of Wild, he's got that at a really nice price.
Yeah, with all natural
ingredients. Yeah, it's really good. We were getting the Yukonuba, which is just as expensive, but it was 2.5 stars out of 5. And the Taste of Wild was 4.5, and my dogs eat it way better than the other stuff. And it's hard because, you know, the higher, better food, they don't go to the bathroom as much, which is a factor. If you give them the cheaper stuff, they go to the bathroom a lot.
Okay.
So you want the more. Okay, that's enough of that. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5, 7:58. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Fox News is next.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. Spring is finally here, and Country Arbors is open and ready to supply you with all your home and garden needs. We grow hundreds of thousands of annuals and 600 varieties of perennials right here in Urbana. If you're looking for a large shade tree, then you want to come out and see our thousands of trees dug and ready to be planted. Country Arbors offers a planting service on all our trees. Buy 3 or more trees, and we'll give you 20% discount on the tree and the planting. We guarantee all of our larger trees that we plant for 5 years. And don't Don't forget, we deliver dozens of different mulches and stone. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Live the champagne life with Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1968. As Busey observes 150 years and celebrates Community Promise Month in April, its associates will work hard hand-in-hand for homeownership, helping to build a home, making home repairs, and more. Explore Busey's Community Promise on Busey.com. Busey, a proud member of the Champagne Center Partnership. Your dream, our promise.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in central Illinois for over 20 years. So come on in for a taste as big as Texas. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang in Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of Liddyville. That's right, Game Day Spirit has partnered with the University of Illinois Fighting Illini football coaching and recruiting staff to bring you an exclusive line of official Liddyville apparel. Follow along with the excitement on Twitter by following the handle at Game Day Spirit or like Game Day Spirit on Facebook. Special thanks to Thad Ward and Corey Patterson.